is less than 2 feet, west swell 10 to 12 feet at 14 seconds. Sunday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 9 to 11 feet at 14 seconds. I also have current temperatures here. 46 degrees in Watsonville, it's 49 in Monterey, and in Salinas it's 46. We're at 55 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO Studios. The official time is 10:06 and 32 seconds on this Saturday, January 30th, 2010. Up next, the Saturday special with MZ. He is in the studio, so stay tuned. KSEO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Nikki James with a cold.
Nikki James with a cold.
But that's okay. You probably are not getting your typical accolades from listeners about how great you sound. Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't sound all that bad with a cold, right?
Yeah, I don't think I do. I just sound like I'm plugging my nose.
Yeah. You know, it's only right that we do the following, that we warn our audience, okay?
Okay.
Not to get too close to the radio because they don't want to catch what you have.
No, right? No, you don't. Okay, it's not cool. Fun.
Yeah, but you'll get over it, and thank you for being a real trooper and
getting
up early and making this show happen and all that kind of stuff. So let's start it out officially.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know on KSCO Radio.
Hey, good morning, KSCO Land. It's MZ with your official welcome to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Whoa, are the tides turning? Can they be turning? This is so cool. Anyhow, we're going to be talking about how the country might have turned a corner, so stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
So there I was, ready to concede that the greatest country of all time had been hopelessly consumed by cancerous government and corporate slime, when boom, the amazing upset in Massachusetts restored a tiny glimmer of hope for the future. You'd think the message was received loud and clear by the lawmakers and officials, but the State of the Union address just confirmed that either brazen, arrogant gangsters or incredibly stupid idiots are running our country. Which is it? Either way, it's nice to believe that Americans are finally angry enough at the zero integrity status quo that they are willing to take action to take back our country. But where are the good candidates? It's time for that discussion with Dale Robertson, head of TeaParty.org, and perhaps another appropriate guest or two on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on We Not Only Restrict Our Audience to Intelligent People, we also insist that they be most honorable as well. Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. Be cool if one or more of those candidates came from KSCO country. Yeah. All right, let's officially do the honors here and welcome Dale Robertson to the Saturday special. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great. It's a busy day.
So, when did your busyness start? Let's see. You started this organization called TeaParty.org, and it is the original, right? Make no mistake about it.
It is the original.
Yeah. And what are you dedicated? What's your whole thing here?
Well, I've been doing it for over 2 years, and basically, I've looked at politics. I mean, even in college, I had debated my professors about the fact that we spend too much time hating each other and really not getting to any direction whatsoever. And so the last election cycle, it was just very apparent that it was more polarizing the American public and making us lose our moral compass, and to just pick somebody because the lesser of two evils, which I just thought was a very bad decision to make in the first place.
That's a cliche that I remember hearing in grade school, even. You know, the lesser of two evils. So, I mean, we've been doing that for a long time, but I agree with you. It sure seems like lately it's been more, the country's been more polarized than ever, and it's getting worse, not better, or at least has been until maybe, you know, week before last when with the Massachusetts election. I don't know.
Well, even the State of the Union address, I mean, still partisan attacks each other, and they'll never agree. I mean, really, the people need to rise up and say, look, our voice will be heard. And if we have to replace both the Democrats and Republicans to achieve that, then we'll do that. And that's what we're trying to do now. I mean, I'm not trying to say we don't need political parties, but when they don't represent our interests, then maybe they need to be removed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you started this organization, and is there like a one-sentence mission statement? Or?
Well, basically, my whole goal from the beginning was to, you know, basically represent the majority and look for the best of the best and forget the rest. I've looked at all these political parties, and they seem to be interested in special interests, not the interests of the majority. Mm-hmm. And so it's designed to bridge the gap between Democrat, Republicans, and independents. And I am a Christian, so I think that, you know, those value sets are tolerant of other ideas and faiths and, you know, concepts out there. So I said with faith in God above, you know, and so
now you're a former Marine, no?
Marine and Navy, so uh-huh. Both.
And you grew up in a military. I think your father was a Korean War veteran, is that
double
right?
Amputee, correct.
Uh-huh, double amputee. Wow. Yeah, and then your stepfather was also involved after.
Correct. He was the most decorated Vietnam First Cavalry in the Vietnam conflict, and very traumatized. I mean, you have to realize that you know, they went out and did what our country asked them to do, and then were basically spit on and kicked when they came back. And it's just a terrible thing to see politicians manipulate our military for their own personal gain.
Mm-hmm. You are located in the vicinity of Houston, Texas. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you're on the radio, you're on so many talk shows that it might be a big blur to you which one you're talking to now. Pardon me, but our station, KSCO AM 1080, serves the Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, and South San Francisco Bay areas. And Santa Cruz is a place that you have heard of?
I've heard of it. I mean, I was stationed in San Francisco at Treasure Island.
Uh-huh.
So I've been up in that neck of the wood for a while, and I, you know, did a lot of good things there.
Wow. Right. Well, what do you think of when you think of Santa Cruz, or do you not know that much about it?
Well, I don't know a lot about it, but I have been down to Monterey to look at the naval base down there. And so it's a nice area to be in. It's a little drier than Texas, mm-hmm. But accustomed to the cold wind coming off the ocean. I've been in that area, so I'm very familiar.
The reason I'm leading you down this path here is because Santa Cruz, the city of Santa Cruz, it's a college town. It has a branch of the University of California, and as a result, over the years, the town has become politically very, very left-wing. In fact, the city council and the board of supervisors are basically all communists and socialists. Every one of them, maybe except one or two. But and it's a very, very liberal place. It actually makes Berkeley look right wing.
Oh.
Now that's just the city of license. Outside of Santa Cruz, you know, Santa Cruz County, you know, the suburbs outside of Santa Cruz, like Aptos, Watsonville, Monterey, Salinas, those places are pretty, you know, mainstream, pretty normal, pretty, you know, they've got liberals and conservatives, but there's a good, the people in the city of Santa Cruz who control things, who control all the politics, are very, very liberal. And so it's very interesting that, that a place like Santa Cruz could spawn a lady by the name of Donna DJ Jacobs, who is a lady who started a group called Not This Time Vets, just absolutely dedicated to not allowing what you referred to earlier about how the way Vietnam veterans who served our country and did what they were asked to do came back and were spat on and mistreated and so forth. So it's a really interesting part of the world. And if you don't think it's been a wild roller coaster ride to be carrying the Rush Limbaugh show, you know, for the last 20 plus years, you know, in a place called like Santa Cruz, you know, well, you could imagine what I'm telling you here. Anyhow, I'm painting this picture for you so you can understand a little bit about the background. But there are a lot of people who love our station who are conservative. And even some of the liberal people are starting to starting to realize and recognize that we're a very unusual station, because the ownership of the station is definitely more conservative than not. But we encourage participation from all points of view. So,
well, you know, when I was in college, I realized that you know, if you get past the points, the things that polarize you, you'll find there's 90% of the stuff we all agree on.
Right. And you know, that's what made me want to bring this up, because here you're saying that the Tea Party isn't Republican. You know, it's not any one party or another. It's just on the side of honor and reason and integrity. Right. I mean, it doesn't matter which party you're from. But how can your organization, or any organization, how can the divisiveness and the polarity, you know, that's so pervasive in this country, be fixed?
Well, first of all, we've launched this Liberty Concert concept. Basically, I think music will soothe the savage bees. And so the idea is, look, we're not just to be spectators, because I think that we're never going to be happy unless we get involved in the process. My nephew says that the only way to change politics is to be in politics. And so,
yeah, and everybody I know who's in politics, they get elected, they're very idealistic, and within a few hours, they're as corrupt as can be.
Well, the other problem is that absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that they tend to lose sight of their mission. I mean, we elect people to serve us, which I call servant leaders, not usurper leaders. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it's pervasive, the corruption that goes on. These people know if they want to get reelected, they've got to find these sources of money. And so the goal with the Tea Parties and the Liberty Concerts is to look, you don't need to have a source of money anymore. If you represent the people, don't sell your soul. In fact, that's going to cause you to lose your chance of winning. And so the idea is to, you know, show them there's a better way.
All right. Let's talk about that a little bit. There's a guy in our listening area named Neil Brian Goldberg. You know him.
Correct.
And he calls the talk shows, and he goes out and makes personal demonstrations with signs and so forth at busy corners, gets attention on the local level, doesn't have any money, but what he says is just so right on. People who hear what he says, they say, now you're the guy. And he is running for Barbara Boxer's Senate seat. Okay, he's a relatively total unknown, certainly totally unknown compared to people like Meg Whitman, you know, who started and ran eBay for so many years. She has jillions of dollars, you know, even of her own money, you know, to get herself elected.
Right.
But so I want to respectfully take issue with your last statement about you don't need money anymore. I'd love to agree with you, but I don't. I think you need plenty of money to get elected still, and I think as time goes on, you're going to need more and more money. Tell me I'm wrong. Get me to understand that you're right and I'm wrong on this issue.
Well, you're right and you're wrong. Okay, the fact is that people want a free ride. You know, even patriots, when they go to the events, they want to go to an event that's free. You know, and the only reason it's free is somebody has to fund that. You know, and either you're going to have a political organization fund that, or you're going to have somebody like myself, which has donated a lot of my resources and funds to support these events, that I don't have deep pockets. I'm not connected with large corporations. I'm just an American patriot that spent 22 years in the service. that realizing our country was going the wrong direction. And so the only way we can prevent them from requiring that large amount of money is to do a concert and create an economic engine, basically, that will continue to grow and grow. And the idea is that we are going to do a contest within this concert, kind of like American Idol on steroids, that if you have a talent, then if you win this contest, you'll open for our next venue, which will be bigger than the one that you're currently at. And if you open for somebody like George Strait or, you know, Kenny Chesney, that'll launch your career. So the idea is, like, if you want fame and fortune, this is the only vehicle I know that can do that. But also we have another stage for politicians like, you know, like Neil Goldberg, so he can actually tell the public who he is. I mean, I doubt Barbara Boxer would show up to an event like this because she knows she's not receptive to the crowd's not receptive to her because she's off, you know, off her platform as far as talking. She's not representing the individual citizens. She's representing special interests.
Right.
And so she's not going to show up for this. And I say, let's just lambaste her. Let's just do a Saturday Night Live skit of her and have people impersonate her and make it fun.
Yeah, you're right. That could be an awful lot of fun. And maybe it doesn't take a whole lot of money. Maybe it doesn't, but it takes some, you know, for liability insurance for the venue and for the venue and for the, you know, we'd be happy to promote, I shouldn't say this, but we'd be happy to promote such an event around here, you know, happily, as just because we want to see you succeed, here on KSCO. But I mean, how many other media would do that? I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's important for us to work together.
Because all the other media is corporate controlled, and, you know, they want the status quo, the corporations that own the other media. I should know this. Maybe you know a little bit about Scott Brown, who was recently elected in Massachusetts, the big upset.
Correct.
Yeah. Everybody is excited because he represents the opposite of how the country's been run, you know, since Obama's been president and since the Democrats have had absolute control of both houses of Congress. But don't you think he has connections with corporate connections, you know, who are pulling his strings?
Well, I think that he does have probably some connections, but, you know, he was losing by 20 points, and then I contacted his campaign, and they finally called me back. And then we have a coalition of about 5 to 6 million members nationwide. And so they all basically focused on Scott Brown's campaign, and he pulled from behind 20 points to win, but I think it was 5 points. That's a pretty large turnaround, but you have to realize the machine gave up on him. The machine says, hey, there's no way you're going to win. And this is like a couple of weeks out. And so the Republican Party wasn't endorsing him, wasn't backing him because they didn't want to back somebody who's going to lose. And we, knowing the issue of health care being a tactical issue, knew that Scott Brown didn't support the health care bill as being promoted and that he would be the 44th vote. And so we basically rallied behind him. Not that he's the most desirable candidate, but in order to us to stop Congress from proceeding forward with health care. That was the only tool that we had at the time, and we had to focus our efforts to stop that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hopefully he'll be a man of integrity forever, you know. Hopefully he is, and hopefully he will remain that way, as I say. Well, okay, humans are humans, and they're subject to getting, what's the word?
Enticed?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. So you got 5 or 6 million members in teaparty.org. And, like, do you put out a newsletter and that people have opted into so that they're not going to consider any time that they actually invite you to email them, you know, updates and information?
We do have a big, large email list that we send out so people can.
So that's pretty powerful, I would think.
It is very powerful. I mean, it gives people up-to-date information. We send out stuff all the time, blurbs about what's going on. We made an email out the other day regarding the State of the Union address that it was a lot of more of the same old thing that promises. That's all we ever get. and there's no meat to
and arrogance.
Oh, and arrogance. I mean, I think it was amazing for him to just pick every area of government and attack. It's like, I'm speaking for the people. Well, no, you're not. You're just saying things that you think what the people want to hear. And, you know, you don't really have a job solution, even though we've submitted some stuff to Washington to provide jobs for our nation. But it doesn't come out to the press. They take whatever you give, and they relabel as their own. And so they've never put any thought whatsoever into anything except just trying to get reelected and to promote themselves.
Okay.
So
is the main goal of TeaParty.org is to identify and help elect honorable people?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the only goal. The idea is it's not just for one person, but if we took this model that we have for like the concert and we exploded this nationwide and grew it exponentially, our goal is to at every level of government, local, county, state, and federal offices, to have patriots in office. If you just win one election here and there, they laugh at us because they know they still won. You know, they can take a loss here and there, but they can't take a loss everywhere, and they don't have the resources to fight us in every front. And so that is our advantage, that we can take all these spectators who've been watching these tea parties and say, now you need to become a patriot and actually get involved and go to these political parties and say, look, we want representation. I want a candidate that's constantly conservative. If you need me to run, I will run, just like Neil Goldberg's doing. That he's out there by himself as an independent, running against the machine, basically. And many of these people, they've been taught to go to these large corporations to get money. And I call it money laundering, all it comes down to. They use your tax dollars through these bills, and they shift those through the corporations, and they launder the money, and it comes back and filtered and given to these campaigns. And that's how they get elected. I mean, that's how they buy their airtime. And they're not pulling millions of dollars out of their pocket. They're pulling out of the taxpayers' pocket.
Well, rich people like Meg Whitman, I think, are using a lot of their own money. Rich people like Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, pulled a lot of, you know, got themselves elected largely with their own funding. I mean, isn't that true?
There are a few out there that do that. You're right. I mean, there's a few people that are mega wealthy that have resources.
So they're probably less corruptible than others who need corporate funding, you know, to get themselves elected. But how does someone literally come from nowhere? How does someone like Neil Goldberg, who when he gets on, everybody with any kind of intelligence says, yeah, 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 you're the guy I want to get behind. But how do you get we're KSCO radio. We're a 10,000 watt station. We got a little stream on the internet, but we're nothing like the networks. So how do you plan on stringing a bunch of little stations like us, which you won't find, by the way, because all the stations were years ago purchased by big corporate, you know, interests. You know,
well,
finding
little stations is important. So as the word goes out, we're looking at right now developing a Tea Party radio network.
Ah, no, I like that.
And the idea behind that is to find these radio stations that are not connected with the large corporations. That says, look, we'll be the voice of the radio, of the Tea Parties. And so basically, they have a big, broad, you know, customer base or listeners that can basically say, look, you're right. We've got to take back our country. And, you know, through our emailers, right, you can actually forward it to your friends. And by doing that, you can use the effect of the internet to basically communicate that message throughout everybody in the entire country in a short period of time.
Yes.
And so, you know, the tools are there.
I've said this many times recently on KSCO. That if, as charismatic as Barack Obama is, I think John McCain would be our president today, or anybody else who suitably harnessed the value, the power of the internet that the Obama campaign did. It's not Obama and his charisma that got him into the White House. It's the internet that got him into the White House. That's what I think. What do you think?
Well, Well, I think the internet has helped him. I think that he's also has funds from outside sources. I mean, some of the questions about where all that money was coming from, it was a question during his campaign. And the internet is a way to filter money through different sources as well, and it can come internationally.
Oy vey.
Right?
Well, listen, I want to help you in my little way, and I'd love to help you start a snowball, which it sounds like you've already got the makings of already. So what can we do to help?
Well, we've got a concert coming up. It's actually just got listed on the site. Well, actually, I'm still working on getting it listed on the site, but it should be listed within the next hour. But if you really want to take back your country, say, look, I'm willing to bring my talents and let these political parties know that I want to be involved in restoring America. Mm-hmm. And we're not picking sides. I just think it's a bad karma to say we're going to pick a political party and only attack that one. I said, let's attack all of them. Let's find the smaller parties. You know, let's find the independent candidate like Neil Goldberg. Let's find the Democratic Party. So if we have a constitutional candidate in every one of those parties and they win their primaries, and they're in the general election, then we win no matter who wins, right?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
We have to improve our odds. And by just putting our eggs in one basket, we're not improving our odds. Because you're hoping that your constantly conservative candidate will win that seat of the machine. And the machine says, look, we're going to put our money behind this other person.
I wonder how many people are listening to us now and nodding their heads and saying, yeah, I mean, this guy Dale might have something there. Maybe it isn't all that undoable. I wonder how many people are nodding their heads. And then when they get a phone call and they belch and fart and, you know, then they just don't do anything.
Well, that's the problem is that we've been called dumbed down. You're right.
Anyhow, we're talking with Dale Robertson, who is the president of TeaParty.org, a great website. Visit it when you can. It's the Saturday special hour number one. We're going to be on the air talking about the topic of how in the world can we take back our country? Because I haven't talked to anybody from any political party who's happy. Have you?
No.
Is anybody happy at all?
No.
I can't remember such a time when everybody was so unhappy in my 58-year lifetime as right now. I figured, hey, right before the last election, people were pretty damn unhappy. But I think they're way, 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 way more unhappy now since we've had this new president with Barack Obama. Now, there are a lot of people who still like Obama and are happy that he's president. But I don't know of anybody who's happy with the situation. Is there anybody out there in KSCO land who's happy? Call us and help us and give us your perspective. And even if you're not, if you've got some questions for our guest, Dale, give us a call at 479-1080 in Area 831. If you want, you can participate in the program by email. That would be mz@ksco.com. mz@ksco.com. And, participate. That's what we're all about. Love to hear from you. So, tell us a little bit about some of the events that you do have planned right now. And maybe we can help you create some events out in this area. I noticed from your website that you have correspondence or chapters or people and phone numbers in many, many parts of the country indicating that they of support, you know, who are sort of heading up local areas of TeaParty.org. But nobody from this area. So maybe if nothing else from this program, someone who's listening to the program might want to get involved and add their name as someone to, again, it's going to require someone who has a little bit of time on his or her hands. And I don't know of any human. I don't walk or spend time in circles with people who have any spare time at all. But I think people who have time to listen to talk radio do have time on their hands. So that's great. How did you get all those people, you know, whose names and phone numbers?
Well, basically, the site's interactive, so people can go on there. They can upload photographs of different events they've been to. It's really, they're feeding the machine, basically. They're putting the information in there, and then that allows them to contact with other people and start networking.
So you mean other people are dreaming up their own events and using your site to publicize it?
Absolutely. That's how the...
Well, is there any way to check them out? I mean, maybe they could be people who are just the opposite from what you want, using your site to, you know, to sink your ship. can happen.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I think that people will find out who they are, because a lot of those people are trying to promote their own sites. They're doing that.
Right.
And then so it's going to be a short-lived approach. For them to do that. So.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We've got a number of phone calls right here. Let's go to Ron in the summit, at the summit. Ron, you're on KSCO with MZ and Dale. Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I call myself a senior sleeping giant. You know, I see my country, I'm a senior, and I see my country change so much in this last year and see this I'm on the Social Security and everything, and I think that you guys ought to tap us seniors, because a lot of my friends and everything are very, very upset, and we're willing to go out and hand out sheets at markets and stuff and explain to people, pick a candidate that works good on our ideals, and I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna campaign against Mike Honda you've never seen, and I'm trying to get a bunch of people together, seniors, and stand at markets and hand out sheets and explain.
Dale, what should Ron do? How can you help him do what he wants to do, which is help?
Well, basically, I think the easiest thing to get online and become, and in fact, I have a special thing for Santa Cruz. I'm featuring Santa Cruz Tea Party on our site. That he can get on there and actually use that information and start sending it to his friends. He could post pictures on there too, because if we use the power of the internet, you'll reach more people than you can just by walking around. But I think that face-to-face contact is important.
Oh,
so
if
we have the events, then tell everybody about the events. Because, look, we've got to be there. We've got to take back our nation. And realizing that, I am charging a ticket price for it, but I'm not trying to gouge anybody out of the ticket price. There is cost for these events. So the idea is to distribute that cost to everybody and then use the funds to have a bigger event next time. And then we can continue to lower the price of the ticket so it's reasonable and nobody's getting gouged, but yet the events are paid for and we're having a great time. And by us, pulling together those close connections as far as concerts or events, that is how we're going to solidify our relationships. Because, if you talk to somebody online, you don't have a real meaningful relationship with somebody. Not until you see them face-to-face, shake their hand, and talk to them. It's like, wow, you're a nice person, And I've had so many people that were just shocked to know there's 2 million people, in Washington, D.C., and they're all nice people. You could look at the media, you think that everybody's evil, they're out to get you, and when you get 2 million people together and they leave the place in better shape than it was when they started, it's inspiring that know that you're not alone.
Okay, so specifically you're suggesting that Ron at the summit get online. You are online, right, Ron? Just about everybody is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what should he do? He should go to teaparty.org and sign up under Santa Cruz Tea Party or something?
Correct, exactly. Go to teaparty.org, sign up as a member, and then there's a Santa Cruz Tea Party site set up. And I'm featuring it right now, so as we were talking on the radio, they can go on the site and say, wow, I'll join that.
Uh-huh.
And then you can start networking with people in your own community. And we'll do that for every community. I mean, I don't care what community it is. We'll do it for every community in the country. Just say, look, we want a tea party in our location here. You don't have to go learn how to do a website. I mean, we've already done that. And then you can start networking. And then if you really want to do a concert, it says, like, we want to do a concert now. And the nice thing with the concerts is, it's kind of like American Idol, really, to be honest. But you also have your politicians will show up there and talk about who they are. And just like we talked about, lampooning these people who don't represent our values, why not have fun in it? Why not make them look silly? I think they are.
Well, if they believe, if the politicians that are in office now believe that it will help them rather than hurt them to attend one of these functions, of course they'll show up. It's sort of like over the years we've put on candidates' forums at election time, not so much in recent years because I found out that no one except me personally or my family that owns the radio station were willing to sponsor such an event here. So after a while, I figured, hey, you know, to hell with it. Why do it if no one else is going to step up to the plate and buy an ad or something or sponsor a candidate's forum? The apathy just got to be horrible. But years ago, we used to bend over backwards to put out these candidates' forums at election time on KSCO. And I got such a kick out of it in the early days, how some of the entrenched politicians would turn up their nose. They say, oh, that KSCO station, no one listens to them. And so it's not worth my time to go. Or the people who do listen to the station are right-wing, you know, redneck nutcases. So it's not worth my time to show up to this candidate's forum. And more than once or twice, a very, very entrenched politician that refused to show up for a KSCO candidates forum. They were talked about for weeks and weeks after, how they could be so arrogant as to not even want to go to the only free forum that people can attend without, you know, having to go somewhere in their car and maybe in the weather or whatever. And just the talk host would talk that up. And guess what? I mean, a lot of these people were defeated and upset. I think, well, that's sure, a little bit of my ego talking here, but I think a lot of the reason that some of these people were defeated years ago was the utter arrogance of not being willing to talk to everybody, you know? So, anyhow, I think you're on to something, and I think it would be great to do it. Now, there have been tea parties that have been held in Santa Cruz and Monterey County venues. So maybe that's not through your organization. I guess there are others, right?
Well, a lot of it is just spontaneous, and some people or organizations are funded by political action committees, which, you know, and then all you have is just those leaderships that are talking.
Uh-huh.
And so you don't have the representation of the public. And so the idea is that when you have one group controlling it, it's easy to have it co-opted by political power.
Uh-huh.
So our goal is to develop coalitions. So the idea is to develop a coalition of different groups in the area to say, look, you're more than welcome to be a part of that, and then all this money will go right back to the coalition. And so the coalition can continue to grow and grow and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will have an impact on the elections because you get the coalition amounting to 100,000 members. You know, people like Neil Goldberg will have a chance.
Uh-huh. Well, we'd love to see that. 479-1080 is the phone number to call. And we encourage you to call and ask a question or make a comment to our special guest, Dale Robertson, who's president of teaparty.org. Great website that you should encourage you to check out. Email me, mz@ksco.com, if you want to participate in the program. Or better yet, give us a call at 479-1080 in area 831. We got Dan and Aptos and Bill in Monterey. Here's Dan and Aptos. Dan,
hi.
Welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Yeah, hi. Stan.
Oh, Stan. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. First of all, I was at the Tea Party about 2 months ago in Fresno, and is your teaparty.org, is the Cal Tea Party group part of teaparty.org? Mark Meckler and a few other people had put that together, and currently have a petition circulating that has to do with labor unions forcing people to give their paychecks to party. And for example, in the Center Valley where the Tea Party was held, the issue out there is that they turned off the pumps and put 40,000 people to work. And are you associated with, is the California Tea Party group associated with teaparty.org?
Well, you're talking about Tea Party Express, which I know Mark Meckler. We've talked in the past, and I think he's doing a good job. But again, I'm not funded by a political action committee. So our goal is to be nonpartisan. I'm not saying Mark is partisan. I just say that it's, you know, when you have a political action committee funding you, you're sometimes are controlled by powers. But Mark's a real nice guy. I mean, I've spoke to him quite a few times. And so so I look at the Tea Party. We're all supposed to be working together. And so there's no need for the Tea Party Express or teaparty.org to be at odds at all, that we should say we're on a common direction, providing that we're not trying to be partisan. I mean, that's where I draw the line. I will not be partisan to any political party because I'm not going to get in bed with the Republicans or the Democrats or, you know, the Constitution Party or the American Independent Party. Or Independent Party. You know, we're going to stay nonpartisan. Because we're not going to become a political party because we need a watchdog to keep these people in check. And once the Tea Party becomes a political party, then you're no longer are objective, you know, and you're part of the problem. See, the idea is to stay away from the seats of power and say, look, let other people run for office. Let other platforms choose power. Our job is to just keep them honest.
Uh-huh. All right. And, yeah, because I had actually, under their rubric, I had started a Santa Cruz Tea Party site, as well, but it's been fairly inactive for a couple of months. The Tea Party that we did have here in Santa Cruz, which I think it was the one in April, and by the way, one of the attendees one of the attendees of the Tea Party with his wife. So we have the KSDO family involved in the Tea Parties as well.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for your call, Stan, not Dan, in Aptos. Our next call, and we have someone new on line four here. So
thank you.
There we go. Great. Thanks very much. Now let's go to Bill in Monterey and thank Bill for waiting. You're on KSDO, Bill. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Bill? I don't know what's wrong here. Mike in Santa Cruz, you're on the air. Hello?
You might have plugged the wrong button.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've done it. I don't know what's going on here. It's very, very strange here. Dale, you're with us, right?
I'm still with you.
Okay, hold on just a second here. Put you on hold. Put Mike on hold. And bring him back on. Mike in Santa Cruz, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on just a second here. Let's bring Dale back on. I don't know why we can't seem to get together, but maybe we are now. Are we all on? Dale, you there? Dale? What is going on? It looks like we're going to have to not have people on together. So, Dale, are you there? Dale?
The problem's with Dale. Put him off the air and talk to Mike. There you go. That's
okay.
Better.
All righty. Mike, you're on the air.
I had a question for your guest about Glenn Beck. He's had a rally last year. It's 9/12 organization. I think he has one coming up this August. And I wonder if that dovetails in with the Tea Party movement at all.
I will try to put us together. If we can't, we'll have to do this on hold. Now we lost Dale. Are you there, Dale? Okay. Oy vey. Who needs this? Dale, are you there? No, he's not there. All right. Well, maybe he'll call back. You know what? Let's do a commercial break. That's when all else fails, we'll do a commercial break. All right. You're listening to your favorite radio station. And the reason it's your favorite radio station is you never know what's going to happen when. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you have land, you have work to do. When your work gets to be too much, call on me. I'll bring in the equipment. Hello, I'm Bruce McCampbell of Turnpike Development here in Santa Cruz. Turnpike Development has over 34 years clearing, trenching, mulching, preparing, retaining, and grading sites. Turnpike's work is to make your work easy. Listen.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. I'm a project manager with the local South Bay General Contractor. I hired Bruce McCampbell and Turnpike Development to do my septic tank and leach field system, some on-site electrical service, some water service and tanks for my well, and they did an excellent job. He was organized, he was on time, he was thinking ahead, he was overall easy to work with and had the right price. Absolutely, I'd recommend Bruce.
When your land gets to be too much work, call Turnpike Development. We'll get you a free, no-obligation estimate on what it will take to make your work easy. We are Turnpike Development, 831-818-1712, or turnpikedevelopment.com. Make it easy with Turnpike Development.
Do you have a creative urge that you have yet to fulfill? Is the Stan Freeberg inside you fighting to get out? Do you love the talk radio programs on KSCO? Would you like to tell your fellow talk radio fans about your favorite shows? Here's your opportunity to express your creativity. If you can think up a clever way to promote a KSCO program in a 30-second recorded promo, send it to Rosemary Chalmers at rosie@ksco.com. We think this is a great way to involve you, the listener, in our local radio station. Each entry must promote a program on KSCO, must conform to FCC language and decency standards, and must be 30 seconds in length. But the rest is really up to you. Send us your best 30-second recorded program promo, and if we like it, we'll use it on the air and give you the recognition you so desperately crave. We might even post it on our website. Send your promos to rosie@ksco.com today.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman speaking up for the experts of electricity at Santa Cruz Electronics. Listen to what your friends and neighbors do with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits for school science project.
Need a splitter.
Four camera shoot.
Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server for doctor's office.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it. With the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444. That's 479-5444. Or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. You can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hi, it's Sophie again, and I just tried Youngevity's Cocogevity, and oh boy, this stuff tastes like bittersweet chocolate syrup. This stuff is so good, you could put it on ice cream. Even better, make your own Nature's Way ice cream like I do, and put a ribbon of Cocogevity through it. And it's not just good for you, it's the best for you. It has pure cocogen extract, which has a higher level of antioxidants than any other food. You also get mangosteen, goji, and acai berry, foods that have such high levels of phytonutrients and antioxidants that they're prized all over the world for their health benefits. Cocogevity is so good, maybe it's too good. You'll be tempted to overdo it. Who would have thought? Chocolate as a supplement. What a beautiful world. For more information, I'm at 335-3216 or tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. Call or email me and I'll send you my exclusive collection of recipes. Take care.
Is your radio wet? God, that sounded so good, that last There's commercial for Cocogevity. That my microphone has drool all over it. Welcome back to the Saturday special, hour number one. We're in the closing 6 minutes of hour number one. We're talking with Dale Robertson, president of TeaParty.org, about changing the direction this country is going. And is it possible? Yeah, Dale thinks so. Yeah, I do too.
What do you think? What do you think, Tina in Santa Cruz? You're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, I just tuned in maybe about 20 minutes ago, and I was listening to your guest talking about not endorsing any party and going with Democrats, independents, etc. Have you found any Democrats that espouse the Tea
Hold
party
on just
values?
A second. Let's hope that we can all talk together. Are you there, Dale? Dale? Oh, God. More. Okay. Let's try it once again here. We're going to have to do these individual. Dale, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to be able to conference anybody, and I don't know what's happened to our system, but we'll just have to put people on hold, and you can answer the questions that way. Go ahead. Did you hear that?
I heard that question. There are lots of Democrats that come to the Tea Party events. It's just that you're dealing with the DNC and the RNC, which want to control the elections and how the outcomes are those elections. And so it's kind of hard for them to be convinced that they could put a constantly conservative candidate on their platform and win. They believe they have to change their values in order to provide a different candidate to win the elections. And I say that they're wrong and that we're right, and we've proven it time and time again that Virginia, New Jersey, Doug Hoffman, which I would argue that won in New York 23, and Scott Brown recently. So every time that the Tea Party has gotten involved and supported a candidate, they have won or pretty darn near won. And these political parties just think that they know how what's in our best interest and that we're just not smart enough to figure it out. And I think they're wrong, and I think there are Democrats out there that would love to be able to represent their conservative values in that platform, but they're going to have to convince their leadership to do that.
Well, do you want to be known as a party? Maybe you understand what I'm asking here?
It would be simple if I just say, hey, the Tea Party is a political party. I guess that would be the simplest way to go. And you know, I've been trying to be, you know, maybe trying to be doing the right thing by not being a political party. You know, I just think that once you're a political party, you're part of the problem. But, you know, it really comes to the point that maybe we just have to be a political party because these organizations are not getting it, you know. And the only way for us to beat them is to be a political party. But I hate the idea because it's like once you are a seat of power, then absolute power corrupts absolutely. And then who's going to keep you in check? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I'm an honest guy. I don't think it would affect, you know, my, but I'm also a realist too, though. So, I mean.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll bring Tina back on just to see if she has any other question. Tina, did you get that?
Yeah, I got that. I just would like to caution the teabag people, and I have attended events, and I'm definitely for the teabag group. But just remember Bill Clinton, how he got elected with a third party. So we need to work. I believe we need to work within the system to, like Scott Brown, get him elected, you know, put pressure on the Republicans. And, you know, I think the Democrats are lost cause.
Okay, hold on. What do you say to that, Dale? What do you say to what Tina just said?
Well, that has been my approach right now, and I'll tell you why it's approach for right now. Because it's already too late to even get another political party on the ballot in most of these states. And so if we did, there's a lot of rules and regulation in each state. And so I just think that this cycle, we're going to try to work within the existing political parties. I say quit donating to them. If you want to donate to somebody that's nonpartisan, donate to theteaparty.org because I'm not just trying to say that to generate revenue, but we've got to stop them. And if we can't provide a nonpartisan structure that will stop them and quit giving money to them, I mean, Democrats, Republicans alike, quit donating money to those organizations because they're not representing your interests. I would like to see two political parties like the Democrats and Republicans because then you have, you know, kind of like the yin and the yang as far as like a balance. But you need to have somebody in the middle, like a watchdog, that will stop them from maligning the public out of hatred.
Okay. Tina, I want to thank you for your call to the Saturday special. Steve in Santa Cruz, we'll let him be next here, but I think we're going to have to hold him over into next hour. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air real quick.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to thank the gentleman for what he's been trying to do. It must have been a frustrating battle. The caller earlier asked about Glenn Beck, and I just wanted to voice my opinion on
Hold it till next hour. I'm sorry. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. We'll be back right after Fox News.
Chris Stanley. President Obama continuing his newest emphasis on the economy, which he began in his State of the Union this week, by using his weekend media speech to highlight new stats showing the economy spurted in the fourth quarter of 2009 at an annual rate of 5.7%.
For the past 6 months, our economy has been growing again. And last quarter, it grew more quickly than at any time in the past 6 years. This is a sign of progress.
But the president also says right now, trimming the budget deficit is as important as creating jobs, that both are necessary to continue what appears to be the beginnings of economic recovery. For the Republican response, terrorism was a topic, and the choice to treat the man accused of that attempted jetliner bombing on Christmas Day as a criminal defendant and not an enemy combatant.
President Obama recently used the phrase that we are at war with terrorists. But unfortunately, his rhetoric does not match the actions of his administration.
Maine Senator Susan Collins, who accused the administration of having a, quote, blind spot on terrorism. Old man winter making life miserable for the southeastern U.S.
A major winter storm across the south causing chaos and widespread power outages from Oklahoma and Arkansas to the Carolinas and Virginia. Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen declaring a state of emergency ahead of the storm as it swept across Tennessee on Friday. Many workers left early trying to beat the dangerous snow, sleet, and ice that has blanketed roadways. As the storm sits over North Carolina and southern Virginia, it's expected to dump up to a foot of snow in some places. Sunny and warmer conditions are expected across the south on Sunday, but ice and snow-packed roadways still will pose a threat overnight. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, Marianne Silber, Fox News Radio.
Serena Williams has captured the women's title at the Australian Open, beating Justine Henin. That's Williams' 12th Grand Slam championship. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Here's another encore presentation from Fox News Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cake boss, Buddy Valastro.
My pleasure.
You know, people are loving your show, but one thing that impressed me most is a family operation, but your father had a huge influence on you.
Oh, tremendous influence. I mean, I am the man I am today because of my father and everything that he taught me, and, you know, he put me on the right path.
He didn't just teach you about baking and running a bakery, though. He taught you about character and life, and that comes through. What's the greatest lesson your dad taught you?
Always be true to who you are. And, you know, I remember being a little kid, and we would see somebody homeless on the street, and no matter what, he would always stop and give somebody homeless money. I said to him, you know, Dad, why do you do that? He says, you know, that could be me one day asking for it. And he says, you know, $5 isn't going to make me or break me. If I can help somebody out, I always do.
Be listening for more encore presentations from Fox News Talk.
China is making clear its view on newly announced U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, more than $6 billion worth of missiles and ships and helicopters.
The State Department is defending government plans to sell arms to Taiwan even after Chinese officials raised a stink, saying they would cut cooperation with America and punished some U.S. companies in response. A State Department spokesman said, quote, such sales contribute to maintaining security and stability across the Taiwan Strait. U.S. support for Taiwan has always rankled the Chinese. A treaty requires the U.S. to support Taiwan in case of war. The $6.4 billion arms sale includes Patriot missiles and Black Hawk helicopters. A Chinese official says the deal, if completed, would lead to repercussions that neither side wishes to see. In Washington, Lee Ross, Fox News Radio.
Israel and Hamas now in another dispute, this time over who did what in the recent military confrontation in Gaza.
Both Israel and Hamas claim they didn't commit any war crimes, but almost all independent investigations that have taken place have confirmed the UN report's findings. Bill Van Esveld said it's important that both sides conduct their own investigations.
So that
the victims, the Israeli victims and the Palestinian victims, will see justice so that the perpetrators of violations will be punished.
In the event neither lives up to its legal obligation to credibly investigate war crimes, the international community will likely step in and call on the UN.
Fox's Courtney Keeley in Jerusalem. The situation remaining dire in Haiti, where some families are trying to build new homes on top of their earthquake-shattered old ones. There's a need for some 200,000 tents to shelter the homeless, and fewer than 5,000 are on hand. Food remains scarce as well.
The World Food Program estimating that 2 million Haitians actually need food and will need it until December, but so far only about 600,000 have actually gotten food.
Fox's Rick Leventhal, and there's also word the U.S. military's halted flights of earthquake victims needing medical treatment to the U.S. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSU 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your forecast here for the weekend. Today, we got mostly sunny, high of 59 and light winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 41 and light winds. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 60 and light winds. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 9 to 11 feet at 15 seconds, and tonight northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Becoming northeast after midnight, the wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 10 to 12 feet at 14 seconds. On Sunday, the northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 9 to 11 feet at 14 seconds. And current temperatures, it's 54 degrees in Monterey. 51 in Salinas, and in Watsonville, it's 52. We're at 56 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time, 11:06 and 33 seconds on this Saturday, January 30th, 2010. Up next, we have the second hour of the Saturday special. Stay tuned, KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
In my country, we have an expression.
Your country?
Yeah, oy vey.
What's your country?
Well, this country, but...
Never heard that one.
Background. Just Jewish, Yiddish.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, my God. Thank God. You know what I said oy vey for?
The phone lines are whacked out?
Yeah, the phone lines are whacked out, but I think they're not whacked out now.
I think
they got reset.
They did, and we're just waiting for them to calm down here. But I did see that. There we go. Okay.
Oh, thank
I'll take care of it.
Right. Oh, I was so worried that I was going to have to do a tap dance.
No, you don't.
But you could
have
helped me.
Yeah, I got it.
For the next hour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, but we got to do something else now. We have to officially start the program, and then we have to do a K's commentary world premiere, right? Okay, so here. Let's make sure we do everything correctly, okay?
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
Well, we've been talking about the TeaParty.org group and how the country might have turned a corner. Got another hour to go. Stay with us.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And we will resume that discussion after... we hear the latest K's commentary, and this is a world premiere.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is K's Whirling.
Thank you, Jean Sandin, for this timely prayer from the heart. I change the end to acknowledge Almighty God. Because I am Jewish, I believe there is only one God. However, I still love Jesus, a very special human, because he taught the world about love, to love one another. Such wisdom. And if we listen, the world would be a better place. And now the prayer. Lord, I just want to say thank you because this morning I woke up and knew where my children were. Because this morning my home was still standing. Because this morning I'm not crying. Because my child, my brother or sister needs to be removed from underneath a pile of concrete. Because this morning I was able to drink a glass of water. Because this morning I was able to turn on the lights. Because this morning I was able to take a shower. Because this morning I was not planning a funeral. But most of all, I thank you this morning because I still have life and a voice to cry out for the people of Haiti. Lord, I cry out to you, the one who makes the impossible possible, the one who turns darkness into light. I cry out that you give those mothers strength, that you give them peace that surpasses all understanding, that you may open the streets so that help can come quickly, that you may provide doctors, nurses, food, water, and all they need in the blink of an eye. For all those who have lost family members, give them peace, give them hope, and give them courage to continue to go on. Protect the children and shield them with your power. I pray all this, Almighty God, in your name. And now, also from Jean, this interesting suggestion. It's an idea for Haiti's government. I heard on the news that Haiti is without a government. To help them out, let's donate to them Obama, one Pelosi, one Reed, one Frank, one Coakley, and two Clintons. They can keep them permanently. We can give them a constitution, but we cannot find it easily right now. Now, isn't that a great idea? P.S. About my recent mention of another court case, re the Obama birth certificate, it was dismissed. It was an old story. Sorry, my mistake, mea culpa. However, along with many other Americans, why do I have this lingering feeling that this story is not yet finished? For KSCO, this is Case Whirling.
Well, well, well. Let's hope the phone lines work now, okay, so that we can conference people together. Yeah, let's see if we can do that. Let's see. Are you on the... Hello, you're on the air, Dale, I think. Are you?
Yes, Dale.
Oh, thank God. All right. Now, let me see if I can lock you in and bring in the other party who's on the air. I think it's Steve. Steve.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? And Dale, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Thank God it works. Okay, go for it. Steve, you're on the air. You called and you were we started. We had to cut into you before you for the end of the last hour.
Yeah, well, I think Dale, did he ask, was he the one that asked about Glenn Beck and the so-called 912 project?
I don't know.
Okay, well, basically, I just wanted to put my two cents in on the whole hijacking of the Tea Party movement. And it's very effective because a lot of these people who, you know, get their news from television and people who call themselves liberal Democrats, no matter what, if you disagree with Obama, they will pigeonhole you in. They'll call you a teabagger. I mean, it's used as an insult now, and it just helps perpetuate this false left and right thinking.
Well, is it a terrible thing to be called? I would consider it a badge of honor to be called a teabagger, but...
I think
but they call you a racist and everything, and no one wants to be a racist.
Yeah. No, I think it's good, but I think the whole thing about Glenn Beck, I think Glenn Beck is a bumbling idiot. The man gets on, he makes a fool out of himself all the time. He tries to hijack the entire, you know, so-called conservative movement while calling for things like value-added taxes, saying that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. and, you know, rallying against any questioning of the 9/11 investigation, which six of the 10 commissioners have come out and said it was a whitewash. But Glenn Beck still calls people who want a new investigation conspiracy theorists and crazies. But the whole establishment seems to be pushing Sarah Palin to the forefront and trying to act like she's been leading this Tea Party movement, which, you know, keeps a lot of other independent thinkers away from it, people who are nonpartisan. And I think it's been really effective. I think that the whole polarization has been highly effective.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying, Steve. Are you saying that you're on the same page with Dale? And that the Tea Party should be nonpartisan, the whole Tea Party concept? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But that it's not that it's been hijacked?
Yeah, it is nonpartisan, but the way that the media has been portraying it, if you watch any of the, you know, the commentary that's been on CNN.
I see what you're saying. Dale, what do you think about what Steve has suggested?
Well, he's making a valid point that the fact that there are political powers that want to control the Tea Party movement. I'm, for one, will not yield to them. I mean, it's just not my character to bow to a, you know, I believe in the Constitution. That's where I put my values at. You know, these political parties did not exist when the founding of this nation. There was the Whigs and the Federalists, and George Washington refused to pick a political party because the fear of them having too much power. And so these ideas of political parties are just an aberration that we're lazy, inherently lazy, because we allow this label to be more important than the Constitution. And so we need to get back to the Constitution. Now, Sarah Palin is a nice person from everything I've seen from her, but some of her endorsements, like with Rick Perry and John McCain, I find very questionable. And she hasn't been a part of the Tea Party movement from the beginning. She sat back on the sidelines and just recently is trying to be a player. And to me, I see that more of the political parties trying to provide a method of co-opting the movement. If you look at the individual Tea Party groups, the patriots are out there trying to restore the nation. They're with me, what I'm doing, you know, because they don't like the political powers trying to control these events. Where only Democrats or mostly Republican candidates have the stage. And the idea is that you've got to get them off the stage. It shouldn't be the main stage. Politicians should ever take the main stage. I would honor them if they're going to provide us true patriots and put them in front of the stage. It's like, we're giving you the chance to redeem yourself and provide a true patriot, a constantly conservative. But you can't own this. You can't own the Tea Party movement. This is a nonpartisan watchdog organization that's going to keep you honest. And if you're controlling, then we lose our objectivity.
That's a very good point. That was very well said. What do you think about Glenn Beck's nomenclature's semantic choice of calling it the 9/12 Project? I personally was so offended by that, being someone who's anti-war, who has done a lot of research into the many untruths that have been told to us concerning what exactly happened on 9/11, and I would love a new investigation. I don't have a conspiracy theory. I don't believe in space aliens, or I don't think HARP creates earthquakes. But, you know, calling it the 9/12 Project was so offensive to me because he was going through this. His logic was he wanted us to hearken back to how he felt right after September 11th. And basically he's telling us that, yeah, you know, we need to get ready to invade nations, you know, be afraid, be fearful, and ready to pounce on anybody. And it was so offensive to me that he, you know, tried to, you know, literally hijack it and change the name of the movement. And I think it's really important that people realize that Glenn Beck has nothing to do with the Tea Party movement. It is nonpartisan, and you know, plenty of the people in there are anti-war, and they, you know, want nothing to do with Glenn Beck.
Well, Glenn Beck, I was in D.C. protesting, and I'd come back to my room, and I've watched Glenn Beck for a long time. He's a nice guy. I mean, I think he's on the right track. But you're right. It's an issue of labeling. It's like the Tea Party was already in swing. Glenn Beck had came into the Fox network and started saying, well, give me a month. I'll come up with a new thing, you know. And I'd sit there freezing in Washington, D.C., because they were trying to ram the stimulus bill through, and I'd listen to Glenn Beck says, well, I don't think the Tea Party is a viable thing. And so I just sort of laughed to myself that he doesn't get it. the American people will get it. And so within a short period of time, the American people got it. Plus, you know, I'll give the credit to the Republican Party because they did a lot to fund many of these events throughout the nation. But when people realized they were, you know, co-opting the movement, they basically turned their back on the Republican leadership. And so they spent millions of dollars trying to, you know, take over this movement. And they haven't been effective at it. And so they continue to do that. And part, largely in part, I get slandered by being called a racist by these political leaders. And which is it's really a shame because
why do they call you a racist?
Because they just want they'll use anything. They've called me a Freemason. They said I'm connected with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. Anything they can do to cause division. And what I've realized is that seats of power love division, because when you have division, they can make more money because they can sell weapons to both sides. And so the issue of conflicts throughout the world is that we can solve them quickly as Americans. You know, we can end any conflict because we have the greatest fighting force in the history of the world. And there's no reason that we should protract any conflict whatsoever. We can go in there and let our guys do their job, and it'll be done and over within a short period of time. But these seats of power are making money by selling arms to both sides. And I think they protract these conflicts. They protract the dissension. And they benefit from that detraction, or that protracting those events.
Well, okay. I want to thank Steve and Santa Cruz for calling 479-1080 and participating in the program. You're invited. Everybody's invited to do that by calling 831-479-1080 or emailing mz@ksco.com like Alan in Watsonville did. It says, "Hi, MZ. I have noticed that the liberals seem to have substituted tea bag for tea party. This is a term used by gay guys to describe a sexual act and is used to demean the process. I noticed even one of your last callers used that term, so they have managed to insert it into Event House in favor of the movement." And that's from Alan in Watsonville. Thank you, Alan in Watsonville. Any other emails here? Rick Bowen has a comment for our audience. MZ, the Tea Party is the best instrument for holding the candidates accountable. It doesn't have to be a party because it's sheer overwhelming presences. For those intellectuals who need graphs, charts, and committee studies to prove that fact, we'll never get it. Dale, do you take phone calls and answer your own emails personally? I would image by looking you at website, you might be delegating by now. There are some words missing here, so I don't know what it means.
Well, you'd be surprised. I answer thousands of emails a day, so I do almost all of it myself.
Thousands of emails a day?
Well,
you're a superhuman.
Well, I was had a boss in the Navy where I was part of the 9/11 group that we were pulled in the theater during 9/11. Our battle group did, and she was just crazy as far as email. So I took speed reading and all that stuff. So I can go through them quickly. I mean, I respond very quickly.
And your email address is?
Well, I don't want 100 million emails. I mean, I get plenty of them already.
Well, thank you for the compliment that our audience is that big. But I'd like to think it was. But,
well, if they send it to contact@teaparty.org, I'll definitely get it.
Okay, contact@teaparty.org.
.org.
Very good. All right. It's our guest today is Dale Robertson, who is the president of teaparty.org, and we want to hear from you if you want to contribute to the program. Rick in Scotts Valley, you're next on the Saturday special. Welcome.
Yeah, sorry, MZ, for rushing through that email. And it was I imagine as to the image, but with all your phone problems, I've been trying to call and I didn't want to miss Dale.
Well, you got him now, and he can hear you, and you can hear him. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have just one question that how do you control your nonprofit status without being a political action committee? Do you apply for a nonprofit status?
Well, correct. Nonprofit status is each state's different as far as the application requirements. So Texas, right off the bat, I applied for the nonprofit status. Mm-hmm. The IRS is the one that you apply your 527, your 501c4 or C3 status. 501c4 is the right vehicle to
make a recommendation on a candidate. A 527, all they can do is provide information about candidates, so they can't make an endorsement. But the 501c4 is a proper vehicle, and that's what we're working on. So.
Wonderful. Well, I've been all over your website. I don't see Santa Cruz listed on the I went through the California and all the states and all, and you have a great website for contact information, because I just started last night looking for a Tea Party to become involved in.
Well, if you click on the Command Center, the dynamic site is the one where you go connect with your local one. We have the other site, which was our old connections page on there, mm-hmm. which needs to be updated. But I didn't want to just get rid of that. I just wanted to keep that there as a framework. And what I'm looking at is that we pull people together as far as leaders that we'll use that as far as our leaders that we'll pick in the future and say, like, these people are taking charge. They know what we're doing. They're nonpartisan, and they believe the value of the Tea Party. And so, and that's what we're looking for, leadership on the other page.
And then the next concert is in Reno?
We have one in Reno, and I just updated the site for one in Santa Cruz. We've got one scheduled on the 27th. And the idea is if we're going to do a contest.
Did you say Santa Cruz?
We've just put one up for Santa Cruz today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is new information. Thank you for telling us.
This is less than 10 minutes old. I just finished updating the site.
Wow.
Now, maybe I should close it. I've had you open since you guys started, so maybe I should close it and let it refresh, but I don't see it, so.
Yeah, just go back to if you go click on the Liberty Concert website, .us,
right.
You'll see Santa Cruz on there, because I just checked it.
Okay, and so that's the one with the big beautiful eagle on the left there, and it's got a PDF down below?
Correct, exactly.
Oh, there we go.
Rick, do you have time on your hands, any time at all?
A little bit.
Well, maybe you could be the Santa Cruz guy.
Well, you never know, because my wife owned a restaurant up in Sonora, and she held the first California championship for karaoke when they first started back.
A
long time ago.
Boy, she ought to meet Nikki James, who has a cold today. But, Nikki is a fine, fine karaokeist.
Right on.
Yeah.
And then we have a very nice happening down here at Malone's in Scotts Valley. And there's some great talent down there. I just thought about walking in some night and promoting this whole idea.
That's a great idea. I think you and Dale should connect up, and we'll help you guys, and there you have it.
Well, just drop me an email, and then what I'll do is I'll send you a flyer out that you can go and pass around, because we have a flyer up for it as well. So.
Okay. Well, I did email you. I CC'd MZ and you on both the comments. My first one and then the second one. But anyway, don't even have to read the other one now,
okay.
MZ, so we're caught up and I got my answers.
Why, thank you very much for calling the Saturday special. Rick in Scotts Valley. 479-1080 is the number to call in area 831 if you want to join the program here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's 28 minutes past 27 minutes past 11 a.m. Hour number two of the Saturday special will be on right up until noontime. And looks like we have a caller, but I'm not sure who it is. So instead of putting the caller on right now, let's do this. Guess who just dropped in, folks? None other than
Neil Brian Goldberg
himself, who couldn't stay away. But that we're happy you came by. Yeah. So you, I don't know if the audience could hear you. And Dale, you're on with us, right?
Yes.
Okay. Neil decided to drop by the station here, and apparently this event that you just put up within the last few minutes is has something to do with Neil.
Yes, it does. Neil's helping us out with the first event, but he needs some help. So if anybody can help him out, that would be great. He will be there and give a chance. But it is open to any candidate, so we're not partisan. So Neil's a great guy, is very conservative, he cares about his country. But any other candidate that's willing to show up, we'll have some time to talk to the public and to get some face time.
Well, this is good. And this is when?
On the 27th of February.
At what time and what place?
It's at 7 p.m., but we'd like to do it earlier in the day, but it depends on the number of people show up, because this is kind of like a mini concert. But if we have a larger interest in the public, we will definitely expand that to accommodate.
Okay. Let's see. Does someone want to put out an email address if there's anybody who wants to help or help?
I guess they can contact. We have our little Santa Cruz tea party that some folks started, and we met each other, and you can start out with HBT Great at. Yahoo.com, HBTGreat at Yahoo.com. If you want to lend a hand or
HTTP. HTTPGREAT.
Yes, HBTGreat, as in Humble Brian the Great, at KSCO. At Yahoo.com. I'm here at KSEO. It's going to be quite a happening from what Dale described. He really has good ideas. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to raise the roof a little, and we're going to talk it up. And I would love it if a lot of people came and we got to talk a little. I know we'll have a table there. Maybe some other candidates will show up, and we can talk a little and get some ideas of how to get this thing going, because people really have to understand we really are at war. This is the real issue in America. I would like to have health care. I would like to have some of these things everyone's arguing about. There are a lot of issues going on, but the real issue, the most important issue of our times, is that our country is losing its sovereignty. Our country is being eased, and now at high speed, right into the One World Corporation, right into a state of tyranny. And I'm not trying to be an alarmist or stir something up. It's a fact. I think the thing people are most concerned about now, and why what happened in Massachusetts happened, and why the Tea Parties are growing in power, the real underlying issue, and I think a lot of people listening feel the same way. Everywhere we look, everywhere we turn, almost every move the government makes, even if it appears they're giving us something, there's always that noose around your neck. There's always that this will be policed by the IRS, which should be completely just abolished because it's unconstitutional. It's illegal. They come and grab they bust into a house, take everybody's possessions away with no due process. They trample on the Constitution all the time. So people see this heavy hand, this government that is going to control you more. Fill out these forms. We're coming in your house because we're going to inspect your use of energy, and you can't stop us. We're going to send a little committee around. If we get this cap and trade, we come into your house and we inspect, oh, and what's this little business here? We're obliged to report that. Everywhere you turn, there's this like old commie Russia kind of thing, closing in, taking away our freedom, intruding into families, how you should raise your kids. Everywhere you turn, everything you're doing, this government, that this wannabe tyranny is closing in on the American people. That is why I'm running, and that is my real issue. I'm sort of a one-trick pony, and I don't mind saying it. I care about all the other things, and when I get to Washington, and I will, praise God, I'll do my best on all these other issues, and I'll get the right advice. And I'm sharp. I graduated from a university. I can find my way just fine. But the real issue is our freedom, our sovereignty, the continuation of the United States of America as a free and independent nation. I don't care about the UN. I don't care what other countries think. I care about what's happening in America for our people, for our children, for our schools, for our Constitution, and our ongoing freedom. That's what matters. That's why I'm running. And people listening, you got to understand, we are at war. It is war. They are taking your country. And if guys like me don't come forward, and if people like you don't help, then there's no hope.
Okay, that was Neil Brian Goldberg, who happens to have stopped by here. You're listening to this Saturday Tea Party special, and we have a number of people who have sent emails. This is from Joycey in Watsonville. One just went to the website but can't see any place to sign up, places to read and watch things and donate. But no place to sign up. When I hit registration at the bottom of the page, I get a not found message. Hey, Dale, do you know about that?
I'll go right back to the site. I just went on it, and you have to click it. It'll actually open a new window with
that to sign up.
It says registration.
Well, on the bottom it says locations, and then it says click seating is limited, buy tickets now.
Oh.
If you click on that.
Well, I think she meant to sign up for the organization.
Oh, she needs to go to the command center and just click on command center.
Uh-huh.
And that would allow them to sign up.
Okay. Second part of her email says, a lifetime Republican, I changed to declined to state last fall. Now I only send money and support individual candidates here in California and across the country that as much as possible seem to line up with my issues and values. This baloney of, quote, a vote for a third party or innocent or independent candidate is a vote for the enemy is such a crock. I have come to the conclusion that accessing the candidate and supporting only people who hold strong values and support your issues is the only way to go in our current political climate. I applaud Mr. Robertson's effort. I may even join his effort for now. However, we can see by our own country's political history, given enough time, nearly all organizations and institutions will become power hungry and corrupt. This is the human condition. And that's from Joycey in Watsonville.
Michael, can I say something about this co-opting by the Republican Party?
Sure.
I found out about, see, we have a rare moment here in America where we have a large number of our people that are really angry, that are really opening their eyes. They see what's going on, and they really want to stop it. So by what I discovered was I was posting on a few patriot sites, you know, the Patriot this and Independence that and all these good sounding sites. And I was posting, I'm running and this is what I think, etc. And then one day I found out they were merging and I was suddenly banned from one and then they merged and then I was banned from the other two. You have been suspended from this one and that one. You know, all of a sudden I was suspended and they told me they wouldn't respond when I said why. And then I went in as a media guy and said I was a talk show person, which I am, so to speak. And so they answered me and said, well, Neil Goldberg is not our chosen candidate. We're backing this one and that one. They're backing Republican candidates they've already chosen, and we don't want him spamming our members. That's when I realized that the Republican Party has found a way to stop this voter rebellion. We have here an angry voter, you know, rebellion forming, and the way to stop it is to have the mantra, oh, you'll split the vote, a third party candidate or an independent will just split the vote, and that's like in George Washington's time. Those same people would have been saying, no colony ever defeated the British. You have to go and make some concessions and merge in with the Tories, you know, and get something going with them, because no one ever beat the British, or saying to George Washington, you can't cross the Delaware in this kind of weather. You know, you should put it off for another day. Folks have to realize this is it. Pay no attention to any of these front group organizations. They're Republican front group organizations posing as patriots. They're trotting out their old candidates with patriot hats on and some new ones. So that's what's going on. That's what I discovered. And we have to hold together and, like one mighty force, take our country back as a people.
Okay, let's go to our next caller who's been waiting a while here. Craig, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hello.
Hi, Craig, you're on.
Yeah, hi. Called in because I heard there's going to be a Tea Party celebration in Santa Cruz, and the perfect location is up there at the university, UCSC, the land of Marxist strongman, Barack Hussein Mamamba.
Craig, and I think I'm correct and fully comfortable in saying it ain't going to happen, although it would be a perfect venue. I agree.
Well, here's what you do. You need a few bodyguards, and there is a lot of ultimate fighters around in the San Jose area. Anybody causes trouble, they'll know what to do.
To even get the approval of the university to do that, it has to be sponsored by a student organization, and there ain't no student organization that I know of that would sponsor anything like that. And if they would be tomatoed to death.
What about right on the edge of campus there, though? They could do that on a public street.
Yeah, I suppose. Dale, do you have any experience along those lines?
Well, as far as being on the campus, I mean...
Yeah, and have you ever had these things on any of these events that you get behind on college campuses, universities?
Well, we have talked about putting one in Nevada on the campus there, UNLV. So there is a potential, but you do have to have some sponsor to get on campus. You'd have to find some conservative groups. There's Christian groups around the campus that are conservative. There's other, you have to realize if we can't be divisive. I mean, the problem is I don't exclude Republicans, but just like Neil had mentioned before, where the Republican groups are co-opting, they refuse to have any independent on their side. They refuse somebody that are with the Constitution Party, the American Independent Party. They don't want any of these other parties to get any bigger than what they are. And I think that's a mistake. And you're not dividing the vote by what they're saying. I say you're looking for a constantly conservative candidate. If the Republicans don't have one, then we've got to find a different choice. Because the only choice we have right now is the same choice.
Yeah.
A progressive at going at one speed and a progressive going at a faster speed.
Dale, it seems to me that both these parties are controlled by foreign elements now. That's how it seems to me.
Can I say something?
Yes, say something.
Okay, there's no way, ain't no way you could avoid being divisive because these people are divisive as it is. Anything you want to do, they're not going to like anyways. So it's just part of the territory, part of the nature. Forget trying not to be divisive because the whole thing is divisive. I mean, George Washington was real divisive, right? He didn't try to do any protests. He put on the general's uniform. He did what he had to do and the other boys with him. So that's about all I have to say, and thank you for letting me say it.
Thank you for waiting, and thank you for saying it, Craig. That was Craig in Los Gatos or Campbell, I think. Here comes our good friend, Richard N. Watsonville. Richard, you're on.
Thank you, Michael. Brian or Mark.
Mark?
No.
Dale.
Goldberg, what name are you going by today?
I don't know. Should we try Harry?
That'd be all right. You know what you need to do?
Tell me.
To come over here and be like me. And Michael needs to do the same thing, and Mr. Teabagger out there. You guys need to come out here
Tea party, Richard.
No, I said Mr. Teabagger.
Tea party.
I know you guys got your tea thing going, but, you know, you need to come over here and join the DTS, the Decline to States, because 2 years ago, the Democrats tried to get us to vote, and they tried to get us to vote in the primary. Last year, the Republicans tried to get us to vote with them in the primary. We ain't going for it. So now they're going to let us all vote in the primary, huh?
That's true, and I think that's a good thing, don't you?
I do. And this is the way we should all do. We should just dump the Democrats and dump the Republicans.
Yeah, amen.
Well, if what you're saying is true, I mean, if they're treating you guys like this on the computer, all I can say is that come on over here and just become a declined estate. You won't get no junk mail. They won't bother you. And they'll do everything they can on the side, I guess, computer-wise, to get you guys to think like everybody else.
It's about freedom. People have to remember how angry they are. We have to remember what we saw on the TV when they looted our treasury, how they engineered this whole collapse. We have to remember how angry we are, remember what was done to our country, and we got to vote them out. We don't need a cleanup. We need a clean out. We don't need a clean up. We need a clean out. And yes, I am angry, and I will remain angry at what's been done to my wonderful country.
If you're going to be angry, keep a clear head.
Don't worry about me having a clear head.
I mean, you can't think straight when you're angry.
No. It's not like that at all.
You don't want to be positioned as the angry candidate.
Yes, I am.
You won't get elected.
I am the angry man of what's been done to my country, and I will use that anger for right action.
Okay,
I will use that anger for energy to fight the enemies of freedom. Oh, yes, I'm angry, and I will remain angry, and everyone should be angry.
Answer this question. Right now, who would be a better president right now than Obama? Would it be McCain or Hillary Clinton?
I don't like any of the choices you're giving me.
Yeah, Dale doesn't, and
thank
I don't
you,
either.
And how about Goldberg?
No, I don't think I'd quite match up for that.
See, this state voted for Hillary Clinton in the primaries. She won.
Well, you know what? The problem is that you, just like Neil was saying, that you have these people they put in front of you. They're manufactured people. They don't really represent your value. They look at you with disdain. You call them up. They don't have time for you. And so you want to vote for a manufactured person who cares little about you?
I don't want to vote for a person that's a wannabe professional politician.
Right.
And that's what you sound like.
I'm not.
You know,
Richard.
You don't want to be a professional politician, do you, Brian?
I sound like a professional politician?
No, the other guy does, but I'm saying you
Dale is as real and 100% as they come. Dale is a true heart patriot. Dale is working his butt off for this country unselfishly. I can't stand by and hear that kind of garbage, Richard.
You want to be like him, huh, Brian?
No, not at all.
Well, neither do I.
I already am somebody. I don't have to be like anybody else.
Well, then come on over here on the right side and decline to state, man.
All right. Bye, Richard.
There goes our good friend Richard Ann Watson. Richard is a brilliant man. He is. Some people think he's off the wall.
He comes out with some good stuff.
He really does. He's a very, very intelligent person. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We're in the home stretch of hour number two of the Saturday special today, the Saturday Tea special. Give us a call at 479-1080 in area 831 if you want to participate. We got Neil Brian Goldberg in the studio. He happened to drop by. We got Dale Robertson somewhere in the vicinity of Houston, Texas, right, Dale?
Correct.
Okay, and we've got Philip in Santa Cruz, who's called 479-1080. You're on, Philip.
Yeah, I would just like to plug an organization that has already proven its worth in supporting real conservative candidates and getting rid of some of the politicians. They got rid of Arlen Specter, phony Republican. He jumped over to the Democrats. Now he's a phony Democrat. He's not going to be reelected. That's
no,
my bet.
He's done. He's done.
And that organization is www.clubforgrowth, all three words strung together with no spaces, .org. And Specter fingered them. That's how he knew they were the ones that got him, because he moaned and whined about how the Club for Growth was targeting him and he wasn't going to be nominated by the Republicans. So he switched over to the Democrats. The gentleman from the Tea Party organization is right. We have to work in both parties, existing parties, and get the right candidates. The best scenario would be to have a good conservative Republican and a good conservative Democrat running against each other. We've got to get rid of McCain. We've got to support his opposition. We've got to get the real people in there. And then maybe later, when the country is finally out of the immediate danger, we can think about third parties. But to do it now would be suicide.
Let me ask you something, my friend. What do you think of this? If here, in the belly of the beast, if a true heart, grassroots, conservative, independent patriot was to take that Senate seat here, this year, would that not start an avalanche of independents to come out in 2012 and we would have the power to bring them in? Now,
sir,
when you say it can't be done and you say it's suicide, that's what you would have told George Washington about crossing the Delaware and about fighting the British. I believe in a higher power. I believe that higher power is with me. I believe that higher power loves America. And you are going to see an act of God in this campaign, and I am going to win.
Sir, you are too passionate, and I think you're phony.
Well,
you're a phony, passionate,
and you're an operative, you are a Republican Democrat in the club operative. That's what you are. It's
you
obvious.
You sound in your passion, and you sound in your passion like Hitler.
I'll tell
you
what.
Did you ever hear him make
a speech? You tune into my website and listen to my music, and then you'll understand.
Yeah.
What is the website address?
So now I'm like Hitler. Neil Goldberg is like Hitler. Very good.
You sound like him in your passion. I don't understand German, but when I hear him speak, boy, is he rousing.
Well, that's right. And I'm talking for America. I'm talking for freedom. I'm talking for keeping our nation alive. And if you don't see what's happening, then you're a fool.
You need to sit down, calm down, and use
your brain. You need to get busy. You need to realize we're at war and start acting like it. And that doesn't mean go out and start shooting on the streets. It means you put all your passion and all your energy into defeating the enemies of freedom, because they are taking it all. And if you're not seeing it, you're not seeing.
I have one more rational comment if you want to calm down.
I'm suggesting,
hey, Philip.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that Neil is not being rational now?
I'm telling you personally, I think he's over the top. I don't believe it when someone is that passionate. I think it's that there's a layer of phoniness.
Well, okay, I'll be over the top when they count the votes, my friend.
Now, one thing not
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, Neil and Philip, I still want to ask a question. Does Neil sound too good to be true? If he sounds over the top, but what about what he's saying, Philip?
Well, what he's saying is really rousing, and you have to resist the temptation to get behind him, because that's the same kind of rhetoric that Hitler used against the Jews.
Oh, what a bunch of crap. Big, round, shiny, stinky bull turds.
Well, I'll say this. It's like, you know, when you don't have a voice, it's understandable to getting excited, because I tell you what, the issue with Arlen Specter and the town halls and where he was ignoring these and the people began to speak out against him, they became incensed when you have this arrogant leadership that doesn't listen to the people. I mean, you look at the issue of health care has been dealt with significantly, showing over 70% of the people are against it. And yet Washington continues to play around with health care. I mean, it's like it's called diplomacy. I mean, you raise the rhetoric to the point that says, look, you are incensing the people to take action because you have failed to listen to those who you are called to serve. And I call them usurper leaders, not servant leaders. So we have usurper leaders in Washington, and you have people that are like Neil, that are undone with it because they've seen our country decline. You know, when your leadership is contributing to this, declining this
right.
nation,
purposely.
Is that we have to stand up and we have to raise the level of rhetoric to the point that says, look, we are going to find somebody that represents our values. And somebody with passion, to me, is not phony, is genuine. But the reason that they raise their levels because they're not being listened to in the first place.
Spot on. You're right on that. You're right on that. But I would just as soon have someone that's calm and collected.
Yeah, a nice, polite little... You know what? I'm not going to Washington to make friends, and I'm not going to Washington to make consensus with sellouts, backstabbers, traitors, and dangerous fools. I'm going to Washington to stop them. I'm going to Washington to make enemies. I'm going to Washington to raise hell for the people of the United States of America. And I don't care who likes it, and I don't care what someone like you... Go find yourself a nice, polite little candidate with the perfect hair doing a nice pinky ring.
Right.
Go find someone like that. That's not me. I'm going to fight for this country, and I'm going to raise hell.
I prefer someone that doesn't interrupt me when I'm speaking.
Well,
thank you.
Goodbye.
One more point.
Now, Philip, wait a minute, Philip.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to love the guy. Why don't you love Neil Brian Goldberg?
Because he's an operative.
Yeah, I don't like
he
someone
has an
that
agenda.
Calls
wait
names.
A I'm talking
like
to him, not you, Neil.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Won't let
you,
me
sir.
Speak. Won't let me speak.
I'll let you speak, and
okay.
his microphone is off.
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Would you answer my question? How could you not love a guy like that from what he says, whether you think he's over the top or too passionate or not?
Look, the way to take control, the way a dictator takes control is he says whatever the people wants to hear. He's passionate. He says what they want to hear. And he finds out what they're thinking, and then he totally agrees with
it. So you're not no one with any passion is going to get your vote. Is that a correct statement?
That's not true. That's not true. It has to.
But it has to be the right passion.
You got it. You got it.
And Neil's passion is not the right passion.
No, I think his passion doesn't ring true to me. It rings phony.
Well, I tell you, you do have these manufactured people that you're talking about. These Hitlers. You might as well just call them Hitlers, because they're not real people. When you look behind the scene, below the surface, is that you find that they're very ugly to people. You know, I've also used to work with the EOD unit who does all the security for the president during the election process. And these people that are running for office are very ugly. They look down at these people and they treat them like, you know, basically crap. And so, you know, you're asking for those people that are very pleasant. They look great. They've been painted perfectly. They're manufactured.
I'll bet Philip, did you like John Edwards before it was disclosed who he really is, the kind of person he
no,
is?
No, I didn't. He was smooth and polished and phony, just like the young man is describing. There's two ways to go.
Okay.
I mean, there's more than two ways to go. The politicians are great chameleons.
Neil says I'm giving you much too much time.
Well, I'd like to make one more point that doesn't have anything to do with what he's
okay,
saying.
Okay, go Goldberg. Real quick, because we have Victor and Jessica and a bunch of commercials.
Okay. Neil made an excellent point that the American people have to think about. They should read Mark Twain's The War Prayer. Neil was saying, if I understood him correctly, that when we go to war, we need to be brutal, we need to be fast, we need to kill as many collateral damage people as we need to get it done and get out of there quickly. In the long run, it'll cost less lives. Yes. This is what the American people have been sold in terms of dragging these wars out forever, is that, oh, we can't bomb that mosque because it's a mosque, even though they're shooting at us from it. No. We'd do anything necessary to save one American soldier, just like Harry Truman. He dropped that bomb to save American lives. And once the war is over, then if we have the resources, we can go in and help the people that are left. But war is war. It's not a game.
My friend, wait a minute. He can't hear you. Wait, we got too much here happening here. Philip, thank you so much. I want you to please send me an email so we can get in touch with you, so I can get in touch. MZ@KSCO.com.
Okay.
Is that okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
Please do that. Victor in Aromas, Jessica in Santa Cruz, stay with us. Nikki, go ahead and play that commercial break here, and we will come back hopefully with and take these last two phone calls. It's the Saturday special.
Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. You know, there's an old expression, if you can't do it right the first time, how the heck are you going to have time to do it again? Well, that's the philosophy here at Knox Roofing. I've got literally thousands of customers who are definitely set for life when it comes to their roof. So we do all types of roofing and repairs. In fact, we have a pretty nice showroom located at 46 El Pueblo Road in Scotts Valley. There you can see all the things you can do to your roof. Also extras such as skylights, sun tunnels, gutters, insulation, solar information, and of course the Knox Garden Box. What's a Knox box? But if you can't get out and about, just give us a call and we'll bring our goods and services to your home. Free estimates. Okay, give Knox Roofing a call today. 461-0634. 461-0634. Thanks, folks.
Hello, I'm Congressman Sam Farr. It's tax time, and individuals who make under $14,000 a year and families making under $49,000 a year can take advantage of free volunteer income tax assistance. These are trained volunteers. They help you claim all your tax credits, including the earned income tax credit, and refunds can take less than 2 weeks. For more information in Santa Cruz, call 460-2359, and in Monterey County, call 211.
Greetings, it's the exceedingly excited MZ with the news you've all been waiting for years to hear. The new KSEO.com is live, up and running. Da-da-da-da. Yep, starting immediately. You should put our fabulous new KSEO.com website into your favorites on your computer and give us an icon on your smartphone, because there is nothing our new website cannot do. In fact, we will be spending the next decade learning only about 1% of what our new website can do. But don't worry, there's plenty of great stuff there already, like social networking, videos, podcasts on demand of Saturday specials and dead doctors programs, not to mention text and audio of all of Kay's commentaries for you to enjoy anytime and anywhere, and even email, tweet, or Facebook any and all of this great content to your heart's desire. Your favorite radio station is becoming your favorite media company, and you should register for free right now so you don't get left in the dust and can enjoy all the great new content coming your way. Log on now to KSCO.com, register for free, and let us know what features you would like to see on the website. Email suggestions at KSCO.com. See you in cyberspace.
Oh my God! Oh my God! We're in the home stretch of the radio program. There's only 4 minutes left. What are we gonna do? Okay, we're gonna put Victor from Aromas on. Victor, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for my time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
but there's not much of it, so hurry.
Okay.
Sorry.
I disagree with our guest. He believes that the current war is a just war. After 9/11, and there's 6 out of 10 commissioners who believe that it was a whitewash. So I don't believe that we should be going in and killing as many people as we need to.
As we need to?
Right.
Or you mean as we are?
Right. Like one.
Okay, because if we need to, then of course you... Anyhow, thank you for your call. Do call again when there's more time. I appreciate it, Victor. I wish we could spend more time with you, but we got to take Jessica in Santa Cruz. You're on the air, Jessica.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
I was hoping that Neil could speak to his position on Israel and Iran specifically.
Israel and Iran. You know what? We're going to have to schedule a program where we can cover all this. There's just not. This isn't a way to do it with, like, you know, a minute and a half left. Kirk and sorry, Jessica, but we do keep listening to KSCO. We'll put together a whole program that's promoted ahead of time. Kirk and Aptos, real quick.
Hi, I just wanted to comment. Met Neil Goldberg. I've seen him at the bank downtown on 41st, and I've talked with him. I stood there about three times and talked to him a few times after that. And he really does have a true heart. He's a true patriot.
Oh, I believe that. I totally believe that. And yeah, I disagree with the caller earlier, but
right, with Philip, I believe his name
was.
You know, Brian Goldberg's his mission is true. What he states, he's speaking the truth. I can guarantee that.
Okay.
And comparing him to Hitler is just ridiculous.
Just
Hitler was a murderer, so that guy's off the wall. That's
okay. Thank you very much, Ken. Yeah. Dave Allen, real quick.
Quick. 4 o'clock tomorrow. Don't be there. Be square.
4 o'clock tomorrow. Sundays at 4 on KSCO AM 1080. Okay. Okay. Bob and Soquel, real quick, like 10 seconds.
Well, I believe in political parties. All political parties are just another organization, like the Tea Party. And one way to make president influence people is not to call city council people communists.
Yes. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, well, all right. Okay, there goes. All right, okay. That was my high school government teacher, so I did. Okay. All right. Dale, thank you for being with us. Thank you for coming in. Neil, Brian, Goldberg.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
We'll have to do it again sometime here real soon when we can get more about what you're all about. Nikki, thank you for a stellar job as usual. Appreciate it. This program will be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight or anytime at KSCO.com. Okay, that's it.
That's all,
folks. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12 noon. Here is Fox News.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. President Obama continuing his focus on the economy and new stats showing it grew for the last two consecutive quarters.
The president's new mantra appears to be jobs, jobs, jobs. But in his weekly address broadcast this morning, he said there's something just as important as that, the deficit.
As we work to create jobs, it is critical that we rein in the budget deficits we've been accumulating for far too long. Deficits that won't just burden our children and grandchildren, but could damage our markets, drive up our interest rates, and jeopardize our recovery.
He says he has three ways to roll it back. One, PAYGO, short for pay as you go. Two, a spending freeze. And three, a fiscal commission. Republicans have their doubts, pointing to increasing deficits over the president's first year in office. In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News Radio.
We have various reports suggesting the administration is pulling the plug on its plan to try self-acknowledged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York City. The AP is reporting the administration is proposing a $200 million fund to help pay for security costs in cities that host trials of accused terrorists. The AP source saying this will be in the Obama budget being released on Monday. Florida Governor Charlie Crist says his state remains committed to helping people who were injured in the earthquake in Haiti, but he wants other states to pitch in as well. Questions over who's going to pay for taking care of the earthquake victims has resulted in a halt to U.S. military flights bringing people into the U.S. for medical care. A military spokesman saying, quote, we can't fly anybody without an accepting hospital on the other end. In Haiti, though, some signs of normalcy in the midst of the devastation and continuing chaos.
Some schools are set to open on Monday outside of Port-au-Prince. Some electricity has been restored to the city, and many people now have cell service.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. But some 200,000 tents are needed for people still without shelter, and only 5,000 have arrived so far. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
At least five people are dead after a fire engulfed a building housing Guatemalan immigrants in Brooklyn, New York, early this morning. Authorities say part of the roof collapsed, trapping some residents. The injured include an infant who was tossed out a window by a woman frantically trying to save it. Bystanders failing to catch the child. It suffered a fractured skull. It's in critical condition. Tennessee, one of the states now getting smacked by that major winter storm that moved eastward after icing up Oklahoma and leaving some 160,000 people there without electricity. In Chattanooga,
what we've got left after the storm is a lot of this nasty, slushy stuff. Right now, the streets are wet and there's still a little bit of misting rain here, but of course weather experts are worried about what's going to happen overnight because all this stuff is going to freeze and it's going to make for some pretty awful road conditions.
Fox's Marianne Silber. Duke Energy says there are now about 35,000 power customers in North Carolina who need to have their service restored. Also, it may seem counterintuitive, but a Winter Wonderland festival set for this weekend in Cary, North Carolina has been called off due to snow.
The town was actually going to truck in 30 tons of fake snow for the event, but the real stuff's getting in the way. This storm hitting the southeast is making driving just too dangerous.
We shouldn't be out there unless we have to be. I'll urge you to be cautious if you have to be out.
North Carolina Governor Beverly Perdue. But people paid for those festival tickets, so Winter Wonderland has tentatively been rescheduled for next weekend. If it doesn't snow, that is. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
A mistaken airstrike in Afghanistan, a joint U.S.-Afghan airstrike taking out what turned out to be an Afghan army post. Four Afghan soldiers killed. The country's defense minister issuing an angry demand for punishment. NATO calling the attack unfortunate. President Obama joining a sellout crowd in D.C. for the Georgetown-Duke basketball game, saying he couldn't pass up the opportunity to watch two top 10 teams go head-to-head. President putting on a mic, doing a little courtside color commentary. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. Actually, good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSU 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your forecast for the weekend. We're going to have mostly sunny skies today, high of 59 and light winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 41 and light winds. On Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 60, light winds. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, a west swell of 9 to 11 feet at 15 seconds. And tonight, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeast after midnight, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 10 to 12 feet at 14 seconds. On Sunday, the northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north in the afternoon, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 9 to 11 feet at